On Tuesday, Bradley Manning was found not guilty of the most serious charge he faced, aiding the enemy. But he was convicted of 20 other charges, including 5 counts of violating the Espionage Act. Those convictions could bring a combined sentence of as much as 136 years in prison. Sentencing hearings began today in Fort Meade, Maryland, and are expected to last a month. The case has been followed closely not only because it could put Manning behind bars for the rest of his life, but also as another landmark in the treatment of whistleblowers in U.S. courts. Beatrice Edwards, executive director of the Government Accountability Project in Washington, D.C., says the not guilty verdict in the aiding the enemy case was a positive development.
Because the prosecutors were trying in the Bradley Manning case to secure a conviction for aiding the enemy absent the intent of the defendant to do so, meaning that if any journalist or whistleblower published information or released information that was then found in the possession of someone who was designated an enemy of the United States, then that defendant, whistleblower, or journalist could be prosecuted for aiding the enemy, which is a charge that can carry the death penalty in the United States. So the fact that the prosecutors were unable to lower the threshold for conviction was a positive turn of events. The convictions under the Espionage Act, however, are very disturbing in that the opposite happened with those charges. The prosecution was able to build on the case made against Stephen Kim, who was releasing information to the press about the North Korean nuclear program. In the Kim case, the judge ruled that prosecutors didn't have to prove that the information release was actually damaging to the United States. And that was the precedent which came just a month ago that was then imported into the Manning ruling, so that Manning, too, has been convicted under the Espionage Act, even though the prosecution didn't have to demonstrate that any of the information he released was in fact damaging to the United States.
I find prosecution under the Espionage Act for a whistleblower to be curious to begin with, because it almost establishes that the public is the enemy.
Well, it has that implication. And clearly, in the normal lexicon of the term, Bradley Manning is not guilty of espionage. He is not a spy. He was a whistleblower. He saw conduct at the hands of U.S. troops in Afghanistan and in Iraq that shocked the conscience, and that was the material that he released. He's certainly not the agent of a foreign power, nor was he giving secret information to enemies of the United States for the purpose of assisting them in some kind of conflict. So it's a long reach, and it will have a chilling effect on other whistleblowers and journalists, because it shows that the Justice Department is willing to reach that far in order to silence people that the Justice Department regards as leakers.
There have been suggestions that the government is headed towards prosecuting or attempting to prosecute journalists, those who actually publish the material, under the Espionage Act. Is that a likely scenario?
It is something that raises concern. If someone who releases information that's classified then achieves the publication of that material through the agency of a journalist, you could see where the Justice Department would then try to extend the charge of espionage to the person who actually publishes the material, that is, the journalist. Now, I have to say, I think one of the reasons that the Obama administration uses the Espionage Act to prosecute whistleblowers or people they call leakers is because in the United States, there are very few laws that are in any way applicable to the unauthorized release of classified information. That is, we're a country that values very highly freedom of speech. It's the First Amendment to the Constitution. And therefore, laws like this that restrict speech on the part of citizens, employees, staff members, anyone, are anathema to the integrity of the citizenship of Americans. And so the Obama administration, in attempting to control leaks from national security agencies, is forced to use something draconian like the Espionage Act of 1917.
The Espionage Act was actually passed not so much to stop spying for foreign governments, but to stifle dissent against the First World War in this country. Its intent was always directed at citizens, not at foreign powers.
I think that's a fair statement. And in fact, early versions of the Espionage Act included extremely restrictive press censorship regulations that were, in fact, approved in the Senate. So the intention to crack down on free speech, specifically through that legislation, was really part of its history.
Do the convictions under the Espionage Act of Bradley Manning have implications for the case that the government is trying to build against Edward Snowden or possibly Julian Assange, even though the Bradley Manning case was in a military court?
Yes, I think so. Of course, Edward Snowden is already charged under the Espionage Act, and it's the same kind of legal stretch, that is the release of classified information. And even if the information disclosed is not damaging to the national security of the United States, the person releasing it for the purpose of whistleblowing can be prosecuted as a spy.
What recourse is there at this point to try to fight back against this?
I think that this battle will be fought in the arena of public opinion, that there has to be a public outcry against using the law in this way. And I think that that kind of public outcry in the United States is building. When Edward Snowden first made his disclosures back in early June, U.S. politicians were very quick to call him a traitor and to describe his actions as treasonous. And in the ensuing weeks, the American public has reacted very strongly against that, so that recent polls, national polls, show that most Americans define Edward Snowden as a whistleblower in the positive connotation of the term. They don't see him as a traitor for having released this information, and they do not see that the government is within its rights to classify information solely on the basis of keeping it secret from the American public because there might be a question or an objection to the programs that the government is implementing. We've already seen, as a result of Snowden's disclosures, a reaction now in the Congress to examine the programs that Snowden revealed and to question the legitimacy of them, given Americans' civil liberties as guaranteed under the Bill of Rights attached to the Constitution, that we should have freedom of speech, freedom of association, freedom from unreasonable search and seizure, and that all of these civil liberties are being quietly eroded by the courts as they prosecute and convict people who release information that discloses misconduct and violation of the civil rights of Americans. But there will continue to be leaks from the government itself as it tries to support and shore up its own programs. I think John F. Kennedy was the one who said, "The ship of state is the only ship that leaks from the top." That the White House will continue to leak, the Pentagon will continue to leak, the NSA will continue to leak, but all in support of its own programs, and those people who are critics of those programs will be shut down and intimidated.
Beatrice Edwards is Executive Director of the Government Accountability Project.